Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking trucking, technology, and the federal government with Paul Enos. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're taping this show on Thursday, the 18th of February, because we're making a transition to our new home. And so in the meantime, as the studio is being prepared, we're putting shows in the can. And Paul Enos joins us. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
sir. Sam, thanks for having me.
I got you in the hot seat today.
I love it.
So let's start out with, you know, the federal government actually managed to get an omnibus bill passed, and part of that was the bill for transportation. What good, what bad came out of that?
Well, I think it's good that we got a long-term bill. I think it's bad that we really don't have a way to pay for it. You know, we have predicated a lot of the funding that's supposed to go into the highway bill on things like pension smoothing, where you tell companies, you don't have to put money into your employees' 401k. And selling oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. So you look at that and you go, is the money really there? No, it's not. How do we get the revenue to pay for our roads and our infrastructure? We have had President Obama suggesting putting a $10 per barrel tax on oil to be able to do that.
How does that play for you?
Well, I'd rather have us do it at the pump. I'd rather have all of us who drive on our roads every day, and you know, my truckers included, who use our roads, we would much rather pay at the pump. We take a fuel tax increase because we think that is the most efficient way to get revenue to our roads. When you look at how much it costs to collect the fuel tax, it's 3 cents of every dollar. So that means 97 cents goes back to the roads, which is a pretty phenomenal number, especially when you're looking at things like toll roads, when you're looking at vehicle miles travel tax. And too often we have people saying, oh, we have electric cars, we have hybrids, we have all of these other modes of transportation out there that aren't going to use fuel or use as much fuel. And we've used that as an excuse to do nothing in this country since 1992, right, in terms of increasing real funding for our roads. And I think that is an abdication of responsibility on behalf of of our leadership in Washington, D.C.
Well, and that's just part of the whole no new taxes phenomenon that we've seen, where even taxes that make sense, where they actually are going to be beneficial in all kinds of ways, because that money would go through the economy many times. You pay somebody to build a road or a bridge or whatever, then they're going to earn money. They're going to go to the dry cleaners. They're going to go to the grocery store. They have money for all kinds of things. What part, then, don't you like about the $10 per barrel tax versus at the pump? Because isn't it all coming out of the same place, basically?
Well, it's that $10 per barrel tax would be paid for by the suppliers, by the oil producers, as opposed, and oil, we use oil for lots of things. We actually use oil in road construction. Asphalt comes from oil. I'd much rather see it on that refined product that all of us that are using the roads every day are going to be paying and contributing to.
Is there any appetite at all with gas prices, even in Reno here, where we have quite a high tax because of we actually indexed
fuel taxes,
which I think is great because we know the money is going towards efficient use, you know, a rebuilding of the roads, that gasoline is around $2 a gallon if you buy it at Costco. I mean, is this not a time to seriously, and with the idea that for the next five, maybe longer years, we're not going to see an increase in the cost of gasoline unless there is a really major change, which I don't see coming.
Well, I don't see it either, but I don't think people saw the drop that we were going to have either. So there's a lot of different events that happen that do increase or decrease the price of fuel that people don't see coming.
We'll get back to fracking, but I mean, fracking was a major deal here because Saudi Arabia not only wanted to take out Russia and Iran, but decided to take out fracking at the same time, and that's effectively what they've done. I mean, not completely, but I mean,
we have a lot fewer drilling rigs out there, and it's funny, Sam, because I have people say, your truckers have to love it. Your truckers have to love the fact that fuel prices are so low. But the reality is there's less business out there. Rates are actually going down because the capacity in the market to move things is actually a lot higher because people aren't moving the pipe and the frac sand and the water and all of those things that go into energy production in this country, which was not just sustaining that sector, but having a huge impact on trucking. So we're now seeing the people that were involved in that industry go in and compete with general freight. So we're seeing those rates go down. We're seeing fuel surcharges go down. So people think this is a great thing.
Except in the cab industry.
Well, true, that's true. People think this is a great thing for the trucking industry. It really isn't. Because we have this sector of the economy that has driven a tremendous amount of freight, now not moving as much freight as they were. So we're seeing prices go down, and we're actually seeing it hurt a lot of businesses.
Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, let me, in addition to the cab companies, the airlines are certainly not accommodating for the fact that the price of their jet fuel has gone down, and they're just bearing it another cost there. And so they continue to make a lot of money, which
is not bad for the difference with the airline industry and trucking. Trucking, we're very small. We don't have huge market share like a Southwestern American or a Delta does. There's not one company in the trucking industry that has more than a 1% share of the market.
Okay.
So we are very small, and shippers are going out there and saying, hey, I can get a better price from this other guy. So, hey, if you're going to knock me on a fuel surcharge, I'm not going to use you.
So let me go back. We got about a minute here. A year ago, for example, the trucking industry was desperate for drivers.
We're still desperate for drivers.
Okay. So what percentage of the trucking business nationally is affected by the oil sector?
It ends up being 100% when you have those folks that were doing that were doing business in the energy sector that aren't anymore, that are now competing with all of the other trucking sectors. So now, yeah, there's some niches where you may not have that competition, but it does have an impact on rates throughout the industry. So you're seeing a lot of those trucking rates, and you know, this is mostly our truckload carriers, not so much your less than truckloads, you know, your UPS, your FedEx, those folks, but your truckload carriers, those rates are coming down because the folks that were in the energy sector are now They still need to make those truck payments. They still need to make sure that they're making money by keeping those wheels moving. So they're going to go out, and if they're not doing something in the energy sector, they're going to look at construction. They're going to look at manufacturing. They're going to be competing for some of those other lanes.
But on the other side of this, isn't there a huge benefit from the amount of money that people are saving that they can now put back into the economy and buy different things instead of having to spend $40 on filling up their vehicle? They're only spending $20. That's a lot of money at the end of the year, multiplied by millions of drivers.
No, that's true. But how is it going to impact freight? I mean, right now, I think there's a lot of trepidation out there. And, you know, it's energy, but it's also mining. You know, it's also mining barite. I had a friend of mine who has a trucking company in rural Nevada who said, hey, things are kind of tough out here east of Fernley because the things that we mine, like barite, that does go into energy production, we're not doing anymore. So we are seeing that energy sector, that when it decreases, we are seeing that ripple throughout the entire economy.
All right, let's take a break. More with Paul Enos when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Okay, so you're talking about, you know, the negative sides of what's happening with the economy. But when you look at companies like Amazon, you look at West Coast distribution centers.
So let's talk about Amazon, because Amazon, I think, is going to have a tremendous impact on how freight is moved. This Christmas, I was looking at the Amazon Prime website, and they have the dash buttons. And a dash button is a little button that you put on the inside of your cabinet or on your washing machine or dishwasher. And when you're low on soap, you hit that button, and the next day, that soap will show up at your doorstep.
The Internet of Things.
Absolutely. Paper towels, diapers, baby formula, Gatorade. I mean, all these things you can now get on an Amazon dash button.
Do you want to give up your privacy?
And I don't care if anybody knows how much Tide I'm buying, honestly. But here's what's going to be interesting
in
that.
Nose under the tent, buddy.
Here's what's going to be interesting with that, Sam. When I go to Target or Walmart today, I look at my cart and I look at how much soap we're buying, you know, whether it's Pledge or laundry detergent or dishwasher detergent. And it's like I joke with Sarah, half this cart is soap or paper towels. And with that Amazon Dash button, I think about how that's going to change the movement of freight. Instead of having a distribution center that is now where you have a big truck taking all that detergent to your Walmarts or your Targets or your big box stores, they're now going to be taking that soap from a distribution center in a package van. And instead of delivering it to Walmart, that's going to be coming directly to our homes, and hey, maybe someday by drones. I mean, really, that's going to be the future of how we get these items. And you think about how that's going to shrink the footprints. You know, you have 100,000 foot square foot Walmart super center. That's going to be able to shrink those footprints. So it's kind of fun to think about how some of these innovations and these devices, such as the Amazon Dash button, what is that going to do to the movement of freight? I see we're going to have more distribution centers and a lot less truck traffic coming in to your big boxes in the suburbs and the cities, because we're now just pressing that little Wi-Fi button, unless, you know, you do care whether somebody knows how much baby food or dog food or Tide you're buying.
But you're opening the door, you know. Ira Victor, if he were here, would say you're opening the door to people knowing way more about you than you necessarily want them to
know.
Well,
I think people
already...
They
take all these little clues,
and Sam,
plus the Facebook page.
Yeah, people already
Twitter,
do that.
And already
yeah,
now...
We are, you know... We don't have to worry about government as our big brother, because we are our own big brothers. You know, we say much more about ourselves. We put much more about ourselves out there than the government is, or that the government knows, whether it's Facebook,
whether it's
Twitter.
Okay, do you not think it's ironic at the time we are taping this that James Comey is going after Apple to be able to unlock a phone to go after a terrorist? And in forcing that issue, if that does end up happening, that opens a back door to every device that contains everything about us.
Well, and I think that's why Tim Cook is taking the position that he's taking. You know,
it's a different position than you're taking.
Well, Sam, my position is I don't really care if people know what detergent I use. That's not a big deal to me. So,
but you're not scared of being hacked in through that back door.
Well, I could already be hacked in through a back door. I mean, you know, we're already open, you know, my Wi-Fi network, you know, you have our Wi-Fi password, you have all that stuff locked down. I think we're already vulnerable. You know, I had some clown from the city of Henderson pay his water bill with my credit card. So that happens already. So, you know, I don't think that having a Amazon Dash button is really going to open me up that much more to identity theft than I could already be targeted for.
All right, let's take a break. More with Paulinus when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're Grady for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Do you want a marketing expert when selling your home? Then you want Marshall Realty, because they will market your home everywhere. Call today to have your home featured right here on TV, so you can get top dollar for your home.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you have more payday loans than you can afford to pay back? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, you may be eligible for a program that payday loan companies don't want you to know about. Let Payday Debt Relief help you out of the payday loan nightmare. Payday loan companies usually trap low-income consumers into paying rates as high as 700%. We understand that people can sometimes take on more than they can handle when it comes to payday loans. So if you have two or more payday loans, call Payday Debt Relief at 1-800 1-800-600-7977. That's 1-800-600-7977. It doesn't matter if you're behind, late on payments, or if your wages are being garnished. We accept everyone with payday loans into our program. We even have a solution for people with too many internet payday loans. And the payday loan nightmare by getting payday lenders out of your bank account today. Call Payday Debt Relief at 1-800-600-7977. That's 1-800-600-7977.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation. He's here for the whole show, Paul Enos, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking
Association. Our poor viewers.
Listen, you know, it's interesting. I love the concept of autonomous vehicles. I've seen the 60 Minutes pieces on them. You and I have talked about them. You show me some of the things that are going on within the trucking industry. Autonomous trucks. But there are some people out there that are kind of scared that if there's not somebody sitting there behind that wheel, that if something goes wrong.
Well, there will be somebody sitting there behind the wheel. So, I mean, that's kind of a misnomer right now, is that you're not going to have anybody piloting that truck. We have autopilot on airplanes, and autonomous trucks are really going to be akin to an autopilot on an airplane, where the pilot is still going to be on board. He's going to be there at takeoff and at landing to make sure that everything's all right, to make sure that if something happens, if there's an incident, that he or she can be there to take over the wheel and pilot that
They're
rig.
Already being tested here in Nevada,
so
right?
They are. They are being tested here in Nevada. They've had some testing in Germany. But Nevada, we are really at the forefront of autonomous trucks here. You can get it, and autonomous vehicles. I mean, you can get an autonomous vehicle license plate in this state. But beyond the autonomous vehicles, there's a tremendous amount of technology that we have being invested by companies right here in Nevada. So I have a friend of mine, member of my board of directors, who spends a tremendous amount of money on innovation, on anti-rollover systems, on forward collision warning, on blind spot detectors, on automatic braking. So if there's an obstacle up ahead, it will actually slow the truck down, apply 90% of the brakes before the driver can even react. So I love the fact that all this technology is available. But one of the problems we have, Sam, anytime somebody buys a new truck, and if they want to have the cleanest, safest truck, you're looking at about a $50,000 difference between, you know, your base model and one that is loaded with all that technology that makes our roads safer.
This is on top of the cost of the truck.
That's on top of the cost of a truck. So that's on top of, you know, $150,000 to $170,000, what we're looking at. When you think about the taxes that somebody is paying on a new truck, most states, 33 states, have an exemption on rolling stock. We don't have that in Nevada. So in Washoe County and Clark County, let's just call it 8%, an 8% sales tax that you're paying on that truck. Plus, in Washoe County, you're paying another 4% on sales tax. In Clark County, it's 5%. And then on the cost of a new truck, the federal government adds 12%. So you're looking at spending $150,000 to $200,000 on a truck, and 24 to 25% of that cost is going to be in taxes added on.
All right, but what about the efficiencies that you're going to gain from all this new technology?
Sure.
You know, lower insurance rates, for example.
Well,
one presumes.
That is something you can presume. But when you're looking at a Nevada company that is buying all that equipment here, compared to a company in, say, Arizona or Utah, where they don't have that additional 8%, that's why we don't have big fleets that are locating here. That's why you see your CR Englands and your Swifts and your Knights basing those companies not in Nevada, but in states like Arizona and Utah, because of their tax structure. Nevada is one of the most expensive states in the country to buy and base plate a truck. I would love to see us do something, even if it's on a small level, on our GST, to say,
GST?
On our governmental services tax, to give people credit for investing in technology that results in safer roads, investing in technology that results in cleaner air. And I think that, that is something that we could hold out there as a state and say, yes, we have autonomous trucks, but we're also encouraging. We're not going to mandate you have all these things, but we're going to encourage investment in this technology. Nevada, we already have some of the safest trucks on the road here. We are one of the safest places for trucking. We have a great relationship with our Highway Patrol. They enforce commercial motor vehicles different than they do in a lot of other states. Instead of pulling everybody in and doing an inspection, they're actually out there on the road watching for unsafe driving. We don't have that in a lot of other states. And when you have that, you're 4.5 times more likely to prevent a truck accident.
Okay, so we've got about 45 seconds. So is there an appetite for this from the legislators that you were talking to, from the governor's office?
I haven't talked to the governor's office about it yet, but I have talked to a number of legislators, and they like that idea, and they like that this is Nevada, you know, an industry that moves 94% of the freight in this state. We're encouraging investment and innovation in technology that results in safer roads and cleaner skies.
And does this not make even more sense with Interstate 11?
Oh, it makes sense with or without it. I mean, I think that this is a perfect way to really hold Nevada up as a state where, hey, we are encouraging the trucking industry to adopt this innovative technology.
And that's where we have to leave it. Paulinos, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
If you're suffering with diabetes, taking metformin, and being told insulin is now necessary, you need to get a copy of this free consumer report before it's too late and dialysis is your only option. Find out why these medications actually make things worse and why your doctors can't tell you about the most successful treatment that doesn't require any drugs or surgery. To get the free report many doctors don't want you to see, call the Consumer Education Hotline now, toll free at 1-888-260-1919 and listen to the 24-hour recorded message.
Savings, selection, lower city sales tax. At Carson City Jeep, you will save more and get more during the spring clearance event. It's clearance time. Save on a new 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, just $30,400. Or the 2016 Jeep Cherokee Sport 4x4 for only $22,700. And you always get more for your trade-in at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
You ask anyone on the street what their freedom means to them and their family. It means everything. But what happens if you're arrested or charged with a crime? Well, you come up against a well-funded police force and crime lab in an aggressive district attorney's office with a budget in the millions. I'm defense attorney Jesse Calter, and believe me, you need an attorney who knows what he's doing, who cares about you, your family, and your freedom. What's your freedom worth?
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Whoa, oh, I love my car. And I think my lucky stars. I love my car.
If you need cash and have equity in your car, don't sell your baby. Come into Check City for a quick and easy title. In just a few minutes, you can get the cash you need. Get the cash, keep the car.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.